VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, and that's great, but now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred eBay honor. Well, that's, I know that's
CJ.
That's from the Declaration. I remember that.
Yeah.
Dial us now at 888-RADIO-30 again. That's 888-723-4630. Oh, I have a story about Calvin Coolidge, since you said
okay.
He was the trivia question answer about which president was born on the 4th of July was Calvin Coolidge. Well, you know, he was a rather reticent and a man of few words, you would say. He was from Vermont, go figure.
Okay.
And when he died, that great wit of the Algonquin Round Table, Dorothy Parker, upon being told that Calvin Coolidge had died, she said, "Really? How can you tell?"
I love all those stories. Wouldn't you have loved to have been part of that round table?
Oh, please. I would have been so out of my element. But yes, I would have loved it.
Oh, it would have been fantastic.
I mean, this is the woman who came up with, well, they used to play word games. And they would give you a word, and then you'd have to use it in a sentence in a way that was clever and kind of changed its meaning. So they were going around the table. I don't remember all the words, but she got horticulture, and she thought for a minute, and she said, "You can lead a horticulture, but you can't make her think."
Oh, that's very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved all that stuff. I loved it, everything that came out of that. I loved to be around creative people.
And if you search on eBay for Dorothy Parker, you get, 621 listings.
Sure.
Yeah,
why
mostly
not?
Books.
So you ready for a listing dish?
Why the hell not? Let's
By
go.
The way, let's do it. It's from the chat board. And before we do it, you got some email that I was CC'd on a few minutes ago.
Really?
And it's a very funny story, Griffin. As soon as we dish this listing,
yes.
You need to read that
it
email.
It is hysterical. It's from Charmin.
It just keeps going on and on, but it is hysterical.
It's a great email.
I'm happy to read it. Okay, here is the item number.
All right, let's get this item number.
Okay, and I need to put it in as well. So
of course
here
you do,
we
babe.
Go. Okay, so the item number is
what?
3315.
Okay.
8489. 0481. Yeah, that's it. So it's 3315-8489-0481.
Right. The seller is currently away until July 6th. Good for you. Go on vacation. What a nice photo.
Oh, my God. That is
a beautiful
gorgeous
photo.
It is not easy to photograph jewelry.
No,
ask me.
But I like, and she's, oh, no, it's a, these are nice. They're nice photos. Yeah, there's a little bit. There's something a little, I mean, it's not perfect. When you go to the fifth photo, it has a different color cast. Well, who cares?
Well, let's start with the title.
All right, let's start with the title. So it's a Navajo lapis and sterling. Lapis, not turquoise, lapis.
Right. Well, it all,
I think that's unusual.
Well, but you know, when you buy good turquoise, you will also see lapis and you'll also see that red stone also with them. So
right.
Lapis
I prefer
lazuli.
Turquoise, but I love that lapis
it
lazuli.
Is, it's beautiful.
That's my drag name, by the way. Lapis lazuli. Navajo lapis and sterling silver 925, and that's the grade of the silver. Squash blossom.
Is the
that's
type the of the
design.
Necklace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Squash blossom necklace set signed. Yeah. But what's it signed? Benny Ration.
But you know, it says squash blossom necklace set signed. It doesn't, a necklace set. Okay, it's got earrings and a ring with it.
So here's what I would do. Here's what I would do. So she used the, for extra money, she used the subtitle. The subtitle is not necessarily searchable, so I would get rid of "and" from the title. Change it to an ampersand, right, so that you get two extra characters. And then I would get rid of "set signed" and put in Benny Ration, if that's the artist, because, and it is, because people will be looking for that. So it should be in your title, not your subtitle. And then I'm gonna go out on a limb here.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna jeopardize my job at eBay.
Oh, good. We love it when you do that.
Don't waste money buying the subtitle. It's a waste of money.
Yeah. Unless you really have a big message to send.
Unless you have a big message, right?
Yeah. If it's an important message, you should use it. If not, in this case, for instance, you know, I don't know.
I have a feeling, though, this seller knows her
Although,
stuff.
Although, you know what, though, Griff?
What?
In this case, see, I was noticing that the earring and the necklace were missing in the title.
Yeah.
She's got pierced earrings, ring, also down there, and the name and the name of the person, the name of the designer down there. So maybe in that case, it was a good idea.
Yeah, I guess that's a tricky one, isn't it?
It is tricky.
I think so.
So the price.
What a lovely
$5,559.99 is what she's asking for.
Well, that's a deal. That's the price of a 1979 Plymouth Volare station wagon.
Okay, so tell us about the pictures.
Pictures I love. So they're very nice, and I can see the detail. I mean, they're so sharp, aren't they?
Yes.
Look how sharp they are.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, that's just fantastic. I know exactly what I'm getting. If I had to quibble, and you know I am want to do, your fifth photo is a little out of focus, and it also has a different color cast.
Yeah, pink in the back.
Yeah, but that's a minor. The other ones seem better. Although there's another one that's a little pinkish with the ring. But these are minor quibbles because I think overall the photographs are pretty good. Even the last one with the clasp. Oh, the last one with the clasp, though, I can't zoom in.
Yeah,
so it needs
there are
to be
a couple
bigger.
Of them I can't zoom in on. That. Let me ask you a question.
What?
Do you see, let me see what which picture this is. The eighth picture, the one that has the ring sizer.
Yeah.
What do you call that? Do you call it a ring sizer? I couldn't find them under.
Yeah, it's a ring. It shows
just
you the
called
ring, size,
a ring sizer.
Yeah,
that's
it's
what
pretty
it,
big.
I want one.
Yeah, the photo to the left of it is out of focus. Either your camera wasn't set to macro, or you moved when you took the picture. So you may want to make sure test your photos before you list them, and if they're out of focus, retake them.
This is from someone in Stuart, Florida, by the way, and they're known on eBay as Native American Turquoise, top-rated plus seller.
So let me do something here because I can't. Let me get this to open up. All right, there we go. So if I look at your photos separately, there's a few of them that for some reason are low resolution, and they're low enough resolution that I can't zoom them. So make sure that if you're cropping, you're not cropping your image down to a size where it's not going to be possible to zoom it. Buyers love to be able to zoom in. Your photo needs to be at least 800 pixels on one side. If it's more than that, it's great. So I tell people my minimum is 16 by 1200 minimum, and it can be bigger than that. And you won't have an issue. eBay, if it's too big, eBay we'll resize it down, but you'll be able to zoom, the buyer can zoom in. So several of your photos, because they're smaller than 800 on one side, I can't zoom in on them. And that's, I want to be able to zoom. So your first one, let's see, that one I can zoom. Zoom. Second one I can zoom. No, second one I can't zoom. Third one, yeah, I can't zoom anything but that. Well, the color cast one, the fifth one, I can zoom. So that you want to be consistent with that. So make sure you're setting your camera to an image size that's big, not small. And then if you have to crop in camera. You know, how you frame the item will save you a lot of having to do any extreme cropping by moving in, arranging the items or moving in close. But these are minor quibbles. Because overall, they're good pictures. I know, I'm pretty confident I know exactly what I was getting.
Right.
And then your description.
Well,
oh dear. All right, so I know you think it's nice. I know how people think. That sparkly border around your template, it's very annoying.
It's distracting.
Yeah, things that move are never good.
It's distracting. And I'll tell you something else.
What?
His or her, font is so big. It's hurting my eyes. It's so big.
And I have to keep
scrolling and scrolling because
it's War and Peace.
I know.
Oh, and then the pictures are repeated in the description.
I know. So let's talk about that. So So you don't need, I know it sounds counterintuitive to say you shouldn't have font real big, but you shouldn't. It hurts the eyes to read it, and you have to scroll, and you know how buyers are.
Right, and it's, and even if it was smaller size, it's so hard to read. These are a bunch of paragraphs.
I know, and you've got things like, we love Native American jewelry. It's our passion. We enjoy learning about the history of the Old West. Well, I can tell you, I do too. I love Native American jewelry, and I love history of the Old West. But maybe that isn't something that should have been in the description.
Yeah, it's too much.
Lapis is thought to be, bring the gift of strength, self. That's okay. And then there's a lot of space between that paragraph and the next paragraph.
Yeah, you know what I'm curious to see? Hold on a minute. I'm curious. I have this sneaking suspicion that this is really not good viewed on a mobile device. So keep talking.
Okay, so anyway, so the font's too big in the description. You need to lower the font to something that's more manageable for the eyes.
Yes.
Quite frankly, I wouldn't go over 14. I try to use 12 or 13. But
yeah.
This piece is a big and this piece is a big and bold and in command. That isn't a total sentence there. You need to kind of go over this, and it's much too long. Then she's got, she or he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, about 30 bullet points.
Okay, we'll finish
when we come back.
We have to keep on this one.
Yes.
So we'll finish when we come back. This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. We mean it. Call us, 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales in the course of human events. We gather to receive your call.
We do.
888-723-4630. So going back to the listing that we're dishing, and you might want to give them that item number again.
It is 3315-8489-0481.
Yeah. So the first thing a description should have, let's get rid of the template. The template, that moving stuff is making me nuts. The first thing that your description should have is the item details, not what you do. So it says description, and it goes on for a long time before, I mean, paragraph after paragraph, before we even start getting information about the item for sale. If you want to have that information, and I can't stop you from doing it, put it at the bottom of the listing, not at the top. I just looked at your listing in my Android, the eBay app for Android, and it does parse. I can see it. I am scrolling forever.
I'm scrolling forever on my laptop.
And I'm not reading it. It's too much.
No,
it's too much. It's
no,
way too much.
No, I wouldn't
much.
Read it.
So you want to start at the top of your description, having the item titles great, and then the details. And the details shouldn't be mixed. Way down at the bottom of your description, you have bulleted items, but there's... How many bullets are there? It's like 20.
30, I think.
So the first bulleted item should not be, please feel free to ask questions. It should be what the item is, who made it, what's it made out of, what tribe, great, data design, that's good, stone color, great. This ring appears to measure 7 on a measure stick. Well, okay, let me, it appears to measure 7? Is it 7 or is it appearing to be 7? You got to be more, you have to be more definitive, more, absolute about that. It is either, it's either 7 or 8 or 7 or 6 or halfway there. 1 stone ring, 2 stone earrings, squash blossom. Yeah, so those K's. Naja. What's a Naja? Oh, that's the, is that the, that's one of the pieces? I don't know what that is. 3 inches wide by 3 inches in length. Okay, 24 inch squash blossom. And now you've gone from, well, the earrings are 1 3/4 inch length. That's still hard to read. I would say not one and, just 1 3/4 inch. So I would say earrings, length, 1 3/4 inch. Width, 3/4 inch. If you're opening your items up and there are collectors who are outside of the United States, include... metric. That's important.
Which is an interesting issue for turquoise, and I don't know the answer to this. I know that there's turquoise because I have some that comes from the Sinai. I bought some turquoise in Egypt.
Yeah, yeah.
Israel has some turquoise. Iran has some turquoise. So I don't know. There must be a good market for turquoise from America, Native American turquoise over in Europe. My guess is there would be.
So... Yeah, I'm sure there are.
So you want to be able to sell to international sellers.
But I'm
buyers.
Not done yet.
Go ahead.
You got your photos in the description. I know that used to be very popular, and some sellers still do it. I'm looking at these photos, and if I click on one, it takes me outside of eBay. This is not a good experience. That's why I don't recommend, and I stopped using photos in my description. A while back. I no longer put the photos. I just rely on the eBay photos. They're at the top of the listing. They're easy to see.
They're free.
And in a mobile, they're free. And in a mobile device, they're the first thing someone sees.
Now, all the way down at the bottom.
All the way down.
Payment and shipping, and you click on them, and there's nothing.
Well, there's no information there.
Yeah.
Which, in a sense, is pretty good because I think we've exhausted the information.
Yeah. So you need to make it much shorter.
Much. Change the font, make it smaller. This is really hard to scroll through.
Right.
And I know some people say, well, I want people who may be hard of seeing to see it. And with folks who have an issue with the reading a web page, who may have visual challenges.
They zoom and stuff.
They can zoom in. The browser has a zoom feature. Let them rely on that. And they're happy to, by the way.
Right. So, Griff, what do you think for score? I'm thinking, you know, 4.5.
Yeah,
I think it's too long. That's the only reason.
I'm not happy with the description, so I'm saying 4.3. I hope you won't take it personally.
Then let's do 4.4.
Okay, we'll split the difference.
Okay, so 4.4.
4.4.
We can see that you're a good seller. Top-rated plus on this item, all right?
Yes.
This person has a feedback score of 286. Make some changes and come back to us with this one, because I love the product.
I do, too.
In fact, I'm going to the store right now to see what other... See, people who love turquoise will go to her store from that listing.
Oh, and she apparently misspelled Billy Hogart. I'm reading through eBetsy's stuff.
eBetsy found that.
And she says, the Naja is the inverted horseshoe-shaped pendant on the squash blossom necklace. Well, that eBetsy, she just knows everything.
What
would we do without eBetsy in our lives?
She does know everything.
She does.
It's disgusting.
It's deceptive because everyone thinks, well, how much can that woman know? She knows a lot.
Oh, yeah. So that's been misspelled, the name of the author of the book. Basically.
Not the artist.
No, the author of the book.
All right, well, that's a good point.
And look, the seller has so much beautiful turquoise and good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
The good stuff.
The good stuff.
I like this a
And
lot.
Obviously has buyers and doesn't really need us to tell her anything.
No, but
You can, at your discretion, completely ignore this entire listing
but
dish.
But here she asked for the listing dish.
Well,
so apparently he or she wants it.
Maybe she doesn't know.
No. No, but you know, that's what we're here for, though, Griff.
I know.
So, okay, so 4.4. Yeah, and short and everything. That's the biggest problem with this listing.
Yeah, it's so long.
It's so long.
I got to the end of it, and I was exhausted. I actually had to lie down.
He had to take a nap.
I needed to break out the smelling salts.
So... Let me see where we are right now so I know when we're out. Okay, can you read that email now? It was so funny.
I'd be happy to. Hi, Griff. I'm listening, and your shoe story reminded me of one of my, quote, mortifying moments, which I decided to share. I had a really nice, not cheap, rarely worn pair of 2-inch wedgies I forgot I owned. Hence, they languished in the closet for quite a few years. I found them one day last year. They looked great, and I decided to wear them to a grandchild soccer game. When the game was over, I was heading back to our car when I noticed little chunks of stuff flying out with each step. I thought maybe it was something down in the grass, but as I hit the pavement, I realized it was the wedge part of my shoes. In the grass, I thought the uneven ground was the reason I was getting lopsided. Long story short, by the time I got to the car, I had virtually no sole left on either shoe. And these are wedgies, by the way. As we were heading to lunch for a special occasion meal, I didn't have time to go home and get another pair of shoes, so I had my husband drop me off at the Academy Sports next to the restaurant. I deposited the remnants of the tragic shoes into the trash can outside, walked in barefoot, and bought a pair of black Clark sandals that busted the budget, but I already had enough sneakers. I learned a valuable lesson and won't hesitate to list shoes on eBay, but I will be aware of what materials can dry out. For example, cork... Enjoying the show.
That is so funny.
And Lee does need to send that last lady two GCs. What are GCs?
Two gift certificates.
Oh, two
Remember
gift certificates.
I said because we gave her a, what do you call it?
Oh,
we kind of gang dished her.
That sounds really not nice. I got gang dished on eBay.
Yeah. You know, when she didn't ask for it, but...
Ooh. And also, so that's a great story. Thank you very much, Jasmine's adding.
Yeah, very funny.
CJ, our good friend CJ Jacinto, posted something about Patty's call, which is, I thought this was the case, but she knows more than I do. If you use product inventory, there is a low stock and out of stock notification on the Sales Manager Pro summary page. It's not an email, but it's very close. That way, every day, you should look at that summary page, and if you have items that are good until canceled with multiple quantity, you can check and see if anything is getting close to being out of stock.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, I have another trivia question.
Again?
First person to call in, 888-RADIO-30, and answer this July 4th trivia question wins a $25 gift certificate for Bubble Fast shipping supplies. So here's the question. The Liberty Bell in Philadelphia is tapped. every 4th of July in honor of something. How many times is it tapped, and what was the significance of the number? So every 4th of July, the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, they tap it.
They little tap.
Little taps.
Right.
How many taps do they do, and what is the significance of the number? Okay?
I think I know.
Oh, they're going to Google it, of course.
Oh, of course they are. You know, we don't have brains anymore. We just have Google.
I know. Thank God.
Especially
because mine's going.
Us of the ever-aging demographic. The so-called baby boomers.
So the trivia question again is, the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia is tapped.
Tapped.
Every 4th of July a certain number of times in honor of something. So how many times do they tap it, and what is the significance of the number? It's a two-part thing. Okay? 888-RADIO-30. That's where you want to call. First person with the answer wins the Bubble Fast gift certificate. So you don't watch Survivor, do you, Griff?
No, I don't.
I do. It's my favorite. It's my only real reality show that I watch to any great extent.
I understand, you know, Howie's a big brother fan. Uh-huh. I just find those people annoying. I don't want them in my house.
Well, yeah, and some of those people on Survivor are really annoying.
Annoying. I mean,
you know what I like about it? Not only is
I'd rather spend time with eBay sellers.
Not only is it toughness, but it's also social on Survivor. Oh, it is on Big Brother, too.
Yeah, don't forget, there's cameras. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We'll be back in a moment. 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is. And you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. Or visit roadie.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more, all to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listing dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay radio player, fill out the web form, and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.